Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Video conferencing company Zoom has created a council of chief information security officers from other companies, including Netflix, NTT Data, HSBC, and EA, among others. In addition, Zoom has hired Stanford professor and former Facebook security chief Alex Stamos as an outside advisor to assist with Zoom's security review. Meanwhile, Zoom shareholder Michael Drew is suing the company over its prior disclosure of security and privacy flaws. Separated from your significant other right now, Facebook has launched an experimental app in Canada and the U.S. called Tuned, an iPhone private space for couples to share notes, photos, cards, voice clips, and Spotify songs. People will add each other with a phone number, and then nobody else gets access to the content. Netflix has added parental control options, including the ability to remove a title from showing up on a profile, as well as filter out movies by rating. You can also review a child's viewing history and disable autoplay. Users can also add pins to profiles to keep others from using it. Cisco's Talos Security Group published a study Wednesday showing how it could subvert fingerprint authentication on devices from Apple, Microsoft, Samsung, and Huawei, as well as three lock makers, on a budget of $2,000. The researchers needed a clean reproduction of a target's fingerprint, had to touch it up in software, print a 20 to 50 micron precise mold, and they had to try 50 fingerprint molds before they got one to work. AI Case Padlock, Huawei's Honor 7X, and Samsung's Note 9 Android phones all were bypassed 100% of the time. The researchers could not bypass five laptops running Windows 10 or the Verbatim Fingerprint Secure and Lexar Jump Drive F35 USB drives. The Samsung A70 also had a 0% success rate, but there was difficulty getting it to work with legitimate fingerprints as well. The researchers conclude that fingerprint protection is adequate for 95% of users. In 2016, Android 7.0 introduced a partition scheme that lets users install updates on an inactive partition while still using their phone on the other partition. When the install is done, a quick reboot switches to the updated partition, making the update active seamlessly. Not all device makers support seamless updates, but in Android 11, Google will require it as part of its vendor test suite. Mozilla, Creative Commons, and Intel are among companies who have joined the Open COVID Pledge to make intellectual property temporarily available without fees to anybody developing technologies for the diagnosis, prevention, or treatment of COVID-19. The pledge covers patents, copyrights, and more, with special licenses effective from December 1, 2019, until a year after the WHO declares the pandemic over. The European Union is adopting a common scheme for using anonymous aggregated data to trace people who come into contact with COVID-19 infected people and monitor those under quarantine. The plan includes strict limits on processing personal data and a destruction date once the virus is under control. Meanwhile, Turkey will monitor the mobile phone of those diagnosed with COVID-19 and send messages and call if the phone is detected leaving home. Foxconn is working with Medtronic to make ventilators for use in treating COVID-19 patients. Medtronic's medical and technical personnel are working with Foxconn to get production up and running in the next 4 to 6 weeks at Foxconn's Wisconsin plant. Medtronic open-sourced the design for its PB560 ventilator. Separately, Ford Motor Company expects to produce 50,000 ventilators over the next 100 days in cooperation with GE Healthcare, and General Motors will build 30,000 ventilators in partnership with Ventech Life Systems. Sony unveiled the controller for its next console called the DualSense. Haptic feedback replaces rumble technology and adds an integrated microphone and adaptive triggers that can adjust resistance. The share button has also been renamed the create button. The stable version of Chrome 81 is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux after a delay and reduction of features due to work rescheduling related to the virus outbreak. Chrome 81 features app icon badging, which lets apps and websites notify users of things without interruption. Chrome 81 also tests web NFC, which lets websites read NFC tags. The next version will skip 82 and go straight to Chrome 83 coming sometime in May. Finally, Amazon Shipping, a separate division from Amazon Retail that ships for clients who do not sell through the Amazon Marketplace, sort of like how AWS provides cloud services to companies other than itself, is Amazon's competition to FedEx and UPS. The Wall Street Journal reports Amazon has told its Amazon Shipping clients that it will put the service on hold starting in June in order to shift those employees to logistics and delivery for Amazon itself. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.